You're listening to SBS News.
For 3 years, Saddam Abdussalam watched his newborn grow into a toddler through the screen of a mobile phone. He was thousands of kilometres away in Australia, and his son Lufti and his wife Nadila were in China's Xinjiang province, unable to leave. A Uyghur originally from Xinjiang, Mr. Abdussalam was separated from his family for 3 years after the Chinese Communist Party seized Nadila's passport in 2017.
After 2016, things in Xinjiang just suddenly happened, you know. She called me one time right after I went back to Urumqi, like I think after 2 weeks, she told me our government started taking people's passports. After that, they're in the news. In here, we've been hearing like about the concentration camp, all sort of stuff. Yeah, that was it. And that was 2017. We say goodbye to each other, and then we didn't thought it's going to be taking 3 years to coming back together, you know?
Mr. Abdussalam is a victim of what the United Nations calls arbitrary family separation, which is enforced by the Chinese Communist Party. He says the recent reports and articles discussing the forced labour, rape and mistreatment of Uyghurs is important, but not enough. Mr. Abdussalam says he hasn't read the UN's long-awaited Xinjiang report, released last week, which alleges the Chinese government may be responsible for crimes against humanity. He says he doesn't need to. He's experienced the content discussed firsthand, and reading about them causes trauma to resurface. He says feeling sorry for Uyghurs is not enough, and the Australian government needs to ban the importation of products linked to slave labour in Xinjiang.
Feeling sorry, saying sorry is not good enough. We just need real action, man. First of all, we need to ban from any company who's involved in forced labour. We can ban, you know. Ban from coming to Australia, ban from selling. And the report, like how many reports we need to bring until government really take action.
Mr. Abdussalam says he met Foreign Affairs Minister Penny Wong before the 2022 election and says she told him she was sympathetic to his story. His uncle went missing in Xinjiang in 2017 and his family still doesn't know where he is. He says now Senator Wong is in government, she's got the power to do something.
Penny Wong, I think Penny Wong can do that. You know, like I met with Penny Wong before the election when I went to Canberra and she's a tiny woman and she told me straight, look, I'm sorry to hear your story. But we are not in the government. We can't do anything about it, you know? That's what her answer when I'm in Canberra. But now she's in the office. She got the power to do something.
In Australia, under the Commonwealth Modern Slavery Act 2018, Australian companies are obliged to report supply chain links to modern slavery and say what they're doing to reduce risks. But unlike in the United States, products linked to modern slavery in Xinjiang aren't banned in Australia. Associate Professor of Modern Slavery at the University of Notre Dame, Martin Boersma, says there are shortfalls in Australian companies' modern slavery mitigation. A study he conducted found that more than half of Australian textile companies importing garments from Xinjiang didn't flag the exploitation of Uyghurs as a significant risk for modern slavery, as required under the law.
There's a lot of scope for improvement there, where companies are not really, mapping their supply chain risks correctly, whether that is, you know, because they don't know it's there or because, you know, they're willingly not doing so. So we have this framework in place where companies do need to show their links to modern slavery, but it's different, as you mentioned, from what is existing already in the US, where they basically have a bill that can allow customs, US customs, basically to issue so-called withhold release orders.
Mr. Boersma says adopting a similar policy in Australia, where products are banned rather than solely having reporting obligations, would help fight against modern slavery and the exploitation of Uyghurs. He says after the continuous reports of modern slavery, it would be immoral not to take action. He says the impact from an Australian ban would be minimal, but a united action would have an effect.
Obviously, you know, you can't in good conscience let goods made by forced labour come into Australia, so we can't accept those goods. Because obviously, you know, and who wants to have goods like that? It's just immoral to have that. But, you know, Australia is a relatively small player in the world economy. Like if there would be, you know, a large number of countries that would have basically a similar piece of legislation and would say, okay, well, you know what, we just don't want stuff that comes from that region, then maybe that will start to make some waves.
The main message of the UN's report on Xinjiang alleges China may have committed crimes against humanity. But taking a more specific look, it outlines reports of rape, torture, arbitrary family separation, violations against reproductive rights, forced medicating, and other alleged crimes. Tom Kennedy, SBS News.